What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you see your buddy Mad Dog, his take on the...
Who's he ripping now?
Pete, really, basically, and the Mets. He just blowtorched him.
I mean, he does that with everybody.
Good God almighty. His energy is still amazing. All right, he just shredded everything about from tonight's pregame celebration and acknowledgement of Pete Alonso breaking Darryl's all-time franchise mark to, I think, Gary Cohen's call. Now, listen, I've always said mechanically, I think Gary Cohen's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I've always said that. I'm not here to bash Gary Cohen. I've known him for years in terms of coming and going, Seton Hall, St. John's. Gary, how you doing? Always respect him. He's great. Yeah. He's a great play-by-play man. But own private iceberg.
He's the polar bear.
Come on, dude. Stop defending
him. You're not getting it.
Yo, if Michael K dropped something like that on, you know, when Derek got number 3,000 or A-Rod hit number 5, right? Come on, be fair. He's on his own private iceberg?
Here's what I would be fair about.
Don't icebergs crash?
I got to be honest. Well, I don't know. No, I thought boats crash into icebergs.
That's true, too. Well, icebergs can crash into other icebergs, I'm sure, or land.
Why? Icebergs are traveling now?
No, but they just kind of shift in the ocean as it thaws a bit.
I don't know. I'm thinking of the, you know, Rudolph, the cartoon.
Of course.
Rudolph breaks off, you know, Cornelius.
Like the old, the claymation one almost.
Cornelius breaks off the iceberg, and then they take that iceberg to go see the abominable snowman.
Didn't they do that in Elf, too? Didn't he take an iceberg?
Yes, he did. Yes, good point. So maybe
and then he's in the Lincoln Tunnel.
What I would say is this. I'm not going to comment on the call. I love SNY. I love Gary Cohen. I love everything about it. Iceberg this, iceberg that, whatever, that's fine. But to be fair,
I hope you'd be fair at some point here.
If Michael K did something like that,
okay,
I would think it was probably corny.
Okay, so that is Sal's way of towing the company line, which you
I love Gary Cohen. I love the call.
Which, by the way, you very rarely do. If there's two people who really don't give a rat's ass about a company line, it's these two guys right here, you and I.
Yeah.
So, I'm not asking you to bash it. I'm not even bashing Gary Cohen, but his own private iceberg. Now, the other thing, too, is, now, I don't know if this, forget about Gary for a second. I didn't love the call, but who the hell am I to judge Gary Cohen? He's terrific. He's a Hall of Famer.
So, right. How do you do?
Hey, there's some Johnny's calls in there. Take it easy. How do you do? That's a Volpe. The guy who's singing Italian for Volpe, hitting 209. Yeah, got to get him in the Hall of Fame. So to me, though, that sounded scripted.
Right. Or definitely premeditated.
Well, but a lot of people say, and I don't know if Kay's, I'll just text him and get the answer. I don't know if Kay has ever scripted stuff, but a lot of people say they don't. Like a lot of golf announcers, when it's Tiger, whether it's Jim Nance or whomever, you know, that big pivotal moment, Jack in 86, like it's almost better to be organic and don't script it. And by the way, if you script it, that's fine. I don't have an issue, but that was definitely scripted by Gary.
It sounded like that to me, but I have no idea. It could have just been, hey, he could think of it on the spur of the moment. Polar bear is on his own iceberg. I would think a lot of these guys, Nance has said that before. where the big call, when you anticipate knowing that a historic call is coming, there's at least some thought that goes into it. Kay, I think, has alluded to that as well. I forget which call specifically with him.
He'd be an idiot not to give it some thought because you're getting clowned everywhere. Yeah. Back in the day, you know, Lindsey Nelson or Phil Rizzuto make a mistake back in the day. All right, big deal. I mean, you hear it live in a movie. Now, if Gary Cohen butchered that call. No, I didn't love the call, but he didn't butcher it. If Gary Cohen butchers that call last night, I don't mean Met fans, but a lot of people will be mocking him social media, so you almost have to be buttoned up and address it preemptively.
I thought Keith Rad nailed it. He did it. Now, that was the other part I was thinking about it. Keith, you know, Howie, it was the third inning, right?
Yeah, because he had a double his first at bat.
Right, so Howie, I guess, was sick. I didn't listen to the whole game. I just heard the call, and I saw Keith Rad got it, which means it takes place in the third inning because he does the third and seventh or whatever it was. Maybe it's his third, fourth, seventh, whatever it may be. I know.
You think Howie's a little jealous? Be
100%.
Honest. It's got to be. And I don't blame him.
Now, jealous may not be the right word. Howie did tweet about it saying he was happy for Keith, who's going to have many more significant moments.
Yeah.
Keith had Soto's first home run call. His first ever home run call with the Mets.
He did. I didn't realize that.
And now he gets this one. Now, remember, over the weekend, Gary Cohen was off.
Was out, yeah.
Yeah.
So Gelbs was in the booth with Keith.
And he got the game tying call. The Strawberry, you know, the Alonzo tying run with Strawberry.
He did.
Could have had the go-ahead one. That's a risk that Cohen had by taking off. And it could have been Keith because Howie wasn't in. It could have been Keith or Pat McCarthy.
Yeah.
Howie wasn't in Milwaukee. Turns out Keith got it anyway because it happened in the third inning. I wouldn't say there's jealousy, but there's got to be some level of...
would have been nice if it was me. That's human nature. I'm not going to get mad at anybody for that.
But Howie, to his own credit, said he's had a million big calls in his life.
Howie's phenomenal. Yeah. Now, again, jealousy is a dirty word, and we're not saying that. Like, if you're jealous of somebody, generally your actions try to undercut their success. There's no way Howie's doing that to younger broadcasters in the booth. I from what I hear of Howie, I think he's very giving. And by the way, speaking of Howie and everybody in the radio, obviously, you know, our own Dave Sims, Susan. So I noticed this now as my son's football training camp starts. I don't coach. Yeah. I'm nowhere near it. I just drop him off. But sometimes I'll just watch from a distance, spit some seeds, you know, just to enjoy the evening. I won't even go on the field, but I'll just watch from the car. And I will listen to the radio. And it's just something I've known forever. That's why I fell in love with this medium. That's why I do what I do, and I'm sure you as well. But the reinforcement of how hearing a baseball game in particular on the radio is awesome.
Yeah.
And I think that SNY is great. You know, I love Yes and K and O'Neill and Coney and those guys. But when I listen to the radio, it's like, I don't want to say it's better because I'm not trying to pit broadcaster against broadcaster, but there's something so, this is going to sound corny, like beautiful and clean and throwback to the radio. I love it.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of baseball on the radio, and it's great. I love listening to Susan, obviously Dave, you know, Susan and John forever, and Dave now. I think Keith Rad and Pat McCarthy do an excellent job. I've told them both that I love it. And I think that there's probably a part of Keith, while he's excited to be on that call, a historic call, there's probably a part of him. We've talked about this when I had him on that day, 4th of July, ahead of the Subway Series, where like, you don't want to, like, step on Howie's toes. You almost feel like, hey, Howie, you're the Met historian. Like, I'll have my moments in the future. Let Howie get that big moment. You feel uncomfortable having that moment, but he rose to the occasion, did a tremendous job.
It was a good call. Hey, listen, sometimes the 23-year-old kid's got to take the shot with 2 seconds to go in the game. It's not always going to be Patrick Ewing from 15 feet at age 32. It is what it is.
And it was a great call. Now, this does make me think of one call that there was definitely some jealousy involved with.
Okay, should be fun.
And it ended up... Now, we have the long version of this, I hope.
Oh, I love this
at
stuff.
The very
Let's
end
go.
Of it, you'll remember this
is
one well.
Is this Murph?
No.
Oh.
This is Sterling and his partner prior to...
Well, Charlie Steiner?
Yes.
Okay, I'm in.
This
Let's
is,
go.
This is the Aaron Boone one. Go ahead and play this one there.
Here's Aaron Boone to lead off. His first at-bat of the game. There's a fly ball deep to left. It's on its way. There it goes. And the Yankees are going to the World Series. Aaron Boone has hit a home run. The Yankees go to the World Series for the 39th time in their remarkable history. Aaron Boone down the left field line. They are waiting for him at home plate. And now he dives into the scrum. The Yankees win it 6-5.
Over. American League Championship Series over. Yankees win.
The Yankees win.
Steiner joined in on the. I don't remember that.
Dude.
Steiner, what are you doing?
Now, so the setup, now I don't remember the exact setup, but it was extra innings.
Yeah, yeah.
So Steiner would get an inning in extra innings.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, without having to talk to him, you know John is seething.
John more than I think anybody in the business.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. That Charlie Jealous. Got this incredible call. By the way, like Booney gets hurt there because all due respect to Charlie Steiner, who's a great broadcaster, he's not John Sterling on the Yankee call. Like if
no
I'm
way.
Boone and I hit that historic home run, I want John Sterling on the call.
For sure.
Anyway, so Sterling probably just dying inside, having to watch this happen. And Charlie Steiner calling it. And then Sterling takes over to get the Yankees winning.
I know.
And Steiner joins him with the Yankees winning.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that. I mean, this is wow. That, now, this is not the equivalent, but imagine, I mean, this is, imagine like Mike and Chris at the height of their feud.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know they're good now, but you know,
yeah.
With their feud and like, you know, Chris opened up the and Mike just jumping in and like just running them over and railroading them. And now that's, you do that call every day. That's fairly common because that's Russo's signature back in the day. I mean, it's not a walk off off Tim Wakefield here to go to the World Series. So it's not the equivalent, but you know, because John Sterling really, I think John Sterling thought he was like, part player, and it was part of his brilliance. Yeah. He inserted himself so into it, so much, so deeply into it that must have crushed him.
Oh, 100% that killed him. And even, dude, that's the best example ever. I was thinking of that over the weekend when I was trying to play out in my head who's going to get this call. Like, the equivalent would be Keith Rad getting to call the home run, and then Howie at the end of it trying to get his thing in, and Keith jumps in. Like, that dude. Is, oh, the worst. You know Sterling was dying the fact that he couldn't make the call to begin with. But then to have Steiner then jump back in and do the Yankees win with him.
And hijack it.
They're basically fighting.
They're fighting for the microphone.
Live on the air like that. Oh.
Okay. So now, just to be fair, that is good stuff.
Is Steiner,
I think he was still doing the Dodgers.
I don't know if he passed away. Is he still alive?
I thought Charlie Steiner was alive, sure.
Okay.
Is he still doing the Dodgers, Hoff? I don't know about that. So, what about those, Sal?
We should get John on to talk about that. That is, get the real behind-the-scenes story on that one.
His stomach must have been in knots, dude. All right, so now think about this, though. Is it possible?
Yeah.
Is it possible? Now, they didn't work together many years, so, is it possible that, based on Yankees are at home, a walk-off, it's over, maybe, is it possible that this was talked about before? Hey, Charlie, I know you have the microphone. I will lay out. I will give you the call, okay? And then, but will you do me a solid and at least let me do my
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want
faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Stick here with the Yankees win, and if you want, because they're going to the World Series, if you want to jump in, you could join me. Yankees win. Is there a chance? I'm just asking. That it was like jovial and it was like a team effort, or were they really fighting for that mic?
Maybe. I would say there's a
small chance. Yeah,
3% chance that that's the case. You, I mean, in real time. Now, I don't know the backstory to it. I'm just doing the math. Like, put yourself in that spot. Any play-by-play guy would want that call. I don't care how many World Series Sterling called before that. That's a great moment, a walk-off home run.
Against the Red Sox.
To get you to the World Series in that game.
I know.
And you could tell he wanted to get back in because he was waiting for Steiner to finish his call.
Which was a good pro move. He didn't jump on him at all.
Right. John did the right thing there. It's frustrating. It's not your inning. It just worked out that way. Waited. Let Charlie do it. Then he gets his thing in. And Charlie goes.
Sal, I got to be honest. I don't know that I've ever really thought of it that way. Like, I know the call from Steiner. I knew that. I did not remember or maybe not even know that stuff. Like, at the end, that's nuts.
Oh, man, that is great. Bill is calling from Lynbrook. What's up, Bill?
How you doing today, guys?
How are you, Bill?
Hey, Billy.
Good. Hey, two quick things. One about your golf outing with Mr. Frances, and the second one about the Yankees. I'm a retired city cop, so I've never been around guys who had a lot of money to join clubs, but in my afterlife, since I was a golfer, I've had that opportunity. So last year, roughly this time last year, I happened to run into Mr. Francesa at a club. I don't know if it's where you guys are going, but we'll get into that a little later on. I play with guys. I'm a pretty good golfer. I'm a 9 handicap.
Nice.
I've been playing a good part of my life.
And good number.
I always tell guys, I don't embarrass myself usually. But I usually tell guys when they come out, you know, if they don't play, I go, listen, you know, come out, enjoy the day, enjoy the golf course. I mean, golf courses are beautiful. It's hard to find one that's not a beautiful golf course. Mm-hmm. You know, I enjoy your company. Now, as far as Mike goes, like I said, I literally ran into him last year at the club. And, you know, he's up there in age, whatever. I know he was an athlete back in the day. Most of us were. And I wouldn't be too embarrassed about going out.
No.
He chases it away.
Bill, here's the difference.
Sal's going to defend his boy.
I'm not saying he's Arnie Palmer out there, and we appreciate the call. Well, thanks for the call. Like, come on. But I'm telling you, maybe it's just because I'm so bad, but the key would be hitting the ball straight.
Advancing the ball straight.
He does it every time, like a machine.
Like a machine?
Yeah, no, I'm not saying, like, perfect shots
all
the time.
Yeah, but going toward the hole, toward the green.
Yeah, more often. Like, I'm all over the place.
Oh, me too.
Into the woods. Hey, well, you hit one down the center. Hey, great job. Like, that's the rarity.
Yeah.
When hit with Mike, it's the rarity that he would be off on that. I played a full round with him.
Yeah.
Literally a year ago.
Listen, to me, here's the way to play golf. All right, if you're good, play fast. If you suck, play faster.
Yeah, right.
That's honestly the way to do it. Right. Like, I know we're going to have a caddy, which is a different level of nervousness. I get apprehensive when there's a caddy, another set of eyeballs on me, whatever, but we talked about that yesterday. But like, when you don't have a caddy, because the caddy will go find our loose balls here. When you don't have a caddy, I give it the quick cursory look. Nope, don't see it. Drop right here. Good. Foot wedge. Prop it up. Let's move.
Right.
You know, if I hit two on the ground in a row, I'll meet you on the green, boys. I got my, if I'm not driving the car, or even if I am, hey, I got my putter, got my wedge. See you up there. Let's go.
We're going to get along together there because I basically do the same thing. Good. I'm going to hit it. Yeah, I roll them up there. That's fine. I don't even care. I'll meet you at the next tee box.
100%. Who's riding with each other?
That's a good question. Well, I mean, obviously, Mike's got to decide.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's true.
Cater to the big guy. Last year, it was me and Mike, and JJ and Jerry rode together.
Okay.
I don't know.
Listen, I really like JJ, so yeah. If it's me and him, it's cool. Yeah.
I would
it's
assume,
a good foursome, dude.
I would, yeah, and I'm looking forward. JJ's I would assume it's me and you, ball. But maybe get a little time in the car with Mike.
I mean, well, how about this? How about you and I ride for night if Mike is okay with this? I would like to get in the car with Mike for a couple of holes, for sure.
Well,
talk about you.
Right. So, right, Vince. Hey, Mike, what's it like to work with a nut job that you want nothing to do with on the air?
You got any advice for this? For me to deal with this idiot? Help me out, Mike. You've known him for 25 years.
With the historic home run from Pete Alonso, and Keith Rad was on the call, and Gary Cohen... A trip down memory lane to some historic calls that John Sterling had. Obviously, the one with the Aaron Boone walk-off home run where Charlie Steiner was on the call as well. So, and we were talking about it and, you know, trying to figure out what was going on there. Why not just get the man himself on, John Sterling? John, welcome to BT and Sal. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. And, Sal, for you, I see you on the SNY Met pregame. And let me tell you, you're adorable. And Brandon, it's nice to be on with you.
How you doing,
whatever
John?
You want, fellas.
John, you are the man, first of all. It makes me very happy. Thank you for the kind words. We miss you. We love you. So we were talking about this specific call in 2003 and how, unfortunately for all of us, and maybe yourself included, Charlie Steiner had that inning with the Aaron Boone home run, and then you were getting the Yankees win, series over, the Yankees win, and then Charlie jumped in there. Can you give us some insight how that went down? Did he jump in without your permission? How was that?
Well, he turned and said to me, I always wanted to do that. I didn't mind, but it's funny. People knew it because the Yankees president, Randy Levine, said to me a couple of days, how about Charlie? Anyway, I didn't, you know, I have been working straight for 65 years. And so I've done a lot of good things, done bad things, and I'm sorry I didn't have the Boone home run. If you want a little more on that, Aaron Boone came to me and said, I wanted you to make the call. Would you make a call for me? And I did.
Wow, you just recorded something. That is phenomenal. And he just said, well, forget about Steiner. Who cares about him?
Yeah, you know, he jumped in and he just said to me, I always wanted to do that. That's okay. I'll tell you about calls. Tino Martinez worked with me. On a game in Tampa, his hometown, and Susan was off on a Jewish holiday. And it was a very tight game. And the Yankees won, you know, 1-0, 2-1 in Tampa. And so at the end of the game, you know, I did my nonsense, Yankees win, boo. And he was so snowed. And he told Susan, I've always wanted him to see him do that. He did it right in front of me.
Well, that was before the Sterling cam. That was before the Sterling cam. So Tino got to see it up close. I mean, John, so a moment like that, right? And we asked the question because, you know, with Alonso's home run, not the magnitude of a home run to go to the World Series, but a different level of importance. How much of that is scripted?
Well, not for me. Nothing in my life is. I live life by the seat of my pants, and I broadcast completely by the seat of my pants. I thought the Aaron Judge home run was a pretty big home run when he hit his 62nd of the year. And I can't think of another bigger home run, but I thought that was pretty good, the 62nd.
Were you nervous? Like, obviously in a good way, ready, but like a little nervous? Hey, I got to make sure I nail this.
No, and the only thing is, I wanted the ball to be out. There were two fences.
It's true. In left field, you're right.
There are two fences in Texas. Like most of the new ballparks, so the fans don't reach over. So the Judge home run, although it only went in the first couple of rows, it had to go over between two fences. Anyway, you know, you do it and you hope for the best. I'll tell you how great that moment was, because we got off the air at the end of the inning for the spots, and who do you think called me?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Susan. And she said, oh, that was great. Oh, that was great. So it made me feel good right away. And then the guy who's running Yes Now, I wish I could remember his name at this moment, but he was there on the road, and he took me out of my booth and played it. I could see it because, as you said, there was the Sterling cam. And you have to ignore that. You don't really want to be on camera all the time. And so so I ignore it. That's what I do.
Have you listened to your former partner, Susan, with Dave Sims this year?
No. I felt it would be unfair. I didn't want to have to give an opinion. You know, Susan's great. We know that. And I just don't think it's very good if I came and had opinions. I don't have opinions. Everyone should, you know, Harry Carey once told me, he says, John, you know, everyone's good. We just have different styles. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have a different style than anyone in the world. So, no, I have not.
Have you missed it yet? Or is that something maybe in the postseason? Where are you at as far as missing doing those games every night?
Well, that's it. I don't miss it, doing it every night. That's why I retired. You know, I've been gainfully employed for 65 years, but I didn't really want to. First of all, I will not travel. I did that. I traveled with teams for 55 years, and I've traveled enough. And so, and I really didn't want to get dressed and go to the ballpark every day. You know, I'm doing a show on another radio station. I won't mention the call letters because you're good guys. But I do a show once a week for an hour with all my friends, broadcasting friends like you two. Mm-hmm. And that's enough. That's my speed once a week.
Yeah, no, they still have the fastball. I've seen some clips because you're saying what we're saying. Devin Williams, hey, Booney, you can't give this guy the baseball anymore, right, John?
Yeah, that happens. And what I would do with Devin Williams is not pitch him. And I said that on the air the other day. If the time to get him right is, you know, in these 8-1 kind of games, either way, when it doesn't really matter.
For sure.
But anyway, they put a Cash and David Stearns both put very good bullpens together, and they both needed them. And you know why they need them? Because of the stupid rules in baseball where the biggest thing is launch angle. You know how the launch angle has screwed up the game?
I hate it.
Yeah, that's why. Oh, absolutely. That's why there was a time I went on the air a couple of Saturdays ago, and there was one National League hitter hitting over 300.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
Is that terrible?
Yeah.
And that's all launch angle.
Yes, sir.
And there's a story that I have heard a couple of times, written by my buddy, one of the best in the business, Dan Shaughnessy. And apparently in spring training, a young Red Soxer came out of the cage and talked to Jim Ed Rice. And Jim Rice was giving him a couple of pointers, blah, 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 on this or that. And one of the analytic pointy heads came over.
The nerds, the geeks. We got you, John. Same language.
Right. He came over to Rice and he said, please don't talk to him anymore.
And wow.
Rice said, wow. Why? He said, we're teaching something different.
Wow.
Jim Ed Rice,
wow,
who was a legitimate, not only a home run hitter, yeah, but a high average hitter.
Yes, he was.
You don't want Rice to. Anyway, how ridiculous, right?
It's idiotic, John. It's the game is very different. Doesn't mean there's not many elements that we don't love. We do. And it's John Sterling, of course, with us. Wanted to get some answers on the Steiner stuff. BT and Sound on the Fan. I've got one more for you. And, you know, listen, back in 2000, the Yankees stumbled through September. They won the World Series. So you never really know, but you've seen enough World Series teams to know when you kind of have one or you don't. Do you think that this team could look like a World Series champion by the time they need to?
It's possible if Stanton, who's hitting better than he's ever hit, if he lays off the pitch that's low outside, no telling what he'll do. And I figure Judge will jump back. Yeah, the Yankees have a lot of home run power. What they need is very good pitching because I think they have a good enough bullpen, I think. I think the Mets can go to the World Series. They have a terrific team. Mm-hmm. Now, you could say, well, why haven't they hit? Yeah, I'm sorry. That I don't know. But the top six hitters in the Mets lineup are terrific. And then the young kids, even though they're not terrific hitters yet, they all do one thing. They can hit it out, all four of them. So I'd say the Mets have a better chance than the Yanks of going to the World Series. But
wow.
First of all, you have to, one thing you have to find out, who are they going to play? they're going to win. Yeah, really? Who are they going to play? Well, of course, they don't know. No one knows until it happens. But, you know, that's the guess. A couple of years ago, Arizona came into the stadium late in the year. And I got to see people I didn't know. Brandon Fought and Kevin Ginkel and Isaac Thomas and all these guys. And I really loved the way they played. And the Yankees weren't going anywhere. And Arizona was fighting every night for a game. And they eventually made the playoffs. And look what Arizona did. They went all the way to the World Series. And they won two in the series, too. So. I think baseball predictions and predictions in all sports are silly because no one, and I mean no one, knows who's going to win an individual game. And you can have Joe Torre on, and he would play. That's why, as they say, that's why they play the games.
Yeah, and as someone once said, you can't predict baseball, John, right?
I heard that. And I told Susan, too.
John, you're the man. We miss you.
Love
best
you.
Of luck with everything. Thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it. Great to hear your voice.
We miss you.
My pleasure. I'll keep listening. Thank you.
There you go, John. So we cleared it up a little bit there. He was okay with the trolley. He was pretty gracious. He gave you the honest answer about the Charlie Steiner thing. This is going back over 20 years.
If that's the real version. I'm just kidding. I'm teasing.
He said Charlie always wanted to. How about the note about Boone going to him after? I told you.
Yes.
If Boone, you know, you want that call, you want John on the call. No disrespect to Charlie.
No. You know what I did? Remember he was here.
Yeah, you asked him to do the recording.
I did. He was in doing some spots like in January or February before he went down to Tampa. I'm like, I know him a little bit. I said, hey, John, can you do me a solid? I was a little awkward to do it, but I did it. I want to have forever. And he's like, sure. You know, that very stately voice that he puts his hand up to his ear. Here's the 2-2 to Tierney. And he goes through the whole spiel. And he's driven out deep to it is high. It is far. And I have it on my phone forever.
That is tremendous.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Ralph is in Manhattan. What's up, Ralph?
You know, I hate golf too, Sal. And you know something? I've tried to enjoy playing golf the 4 or 5 times I've been on the course. It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And Francesa is surprisingly a good golfer. I mean, he shocked me how he can swing on a golf course, but nevertheless.
What did he shoot? I mean, if you're shooting a 119 and Mike's shooting a 101, Mike's better than you,
no,
but is Mike
I just,
good?
No, I wasn't playing with him. Yeah. I just watched him play. Also on a base.
Wait,
where
did you watch him play?
Was he on TV?
Long time ago. The guy had me about 20 years ago, maybe. But as far as dog goes, dog is a different story on a baseball field, but Francesa could play baseball, too.
Yeah, well, we're not going to be playing baseball with Mike, but golf next week. All right, let's get some NFL here before we wrap it up, BT. NFL Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I'm excited about the NFL season. Can't wait. Looking forward to Jets Giants this Saturday.
Yep.
But did you see Odell Beckham Jr. officially announce his retirement?
That's about time. Yeah. He's cooked. I mean, of course I saw it. Yeah, I don't think he can really do a whole lot anymore.
Overall, and I think you and I are in agreement here. I was just pulling up his numbers just to make sure. Like, whatever. We know the numbers. We know him, what he was at his best. I think he's one of the most overrated players. I'm not trying to, like, disparage the guy. I'm not trying to be sensationalist and rip him. Oh, hot take. No, I'm just telling you how I felt about it in real time, by the way, over the years. I think he is one of, if not the most overrated player in New York sports history. Mm. Odell Beckham Jr., he won the Super Bowl with the Rams years later.
Yeah.
And after he got hurt, by the way, he talked a big game. He was disappointing with the Giants. There was always some kind of issue on the field, like nonsense, as opposed to just productivity from Odell Beckham. I don't know, man. To me, he never lived up to the ultimate hype that was really formulated after one spectacular catch down the sideline against the Cowboys with that one-handed grab.
Very unique New York legacy. He won't be as revered as a player I'm about to mention, but I don't know, is it that dissimilar if you're old enough from Bernard King? You know, Bernard King only played 5 years for the Knicks and didn't win a championship, no fault of his own. But those 5 years were among the best 5 years any Knick has had. And Odell, I hear you. You know, the Browns, the Rams, Baltimore, Miami. All right, it's over, buddy.
Oh, now I'm being told. Hoff is telling me it's a parody account that we got hit here.
What?
Yeah. Odell Beckham Jr. Come on, man. This is ridiculous.
I still think he should retire. Yeah. He did nothing with Miami. He was
a parody account. Oh, okay. I just saw the other day. I was like, okay, well, Odell Beckham Jr. going to retire after 10 years. So that's not happening? Hoff, is that what you were going to say is the breaking news?
Yeah, Adam Schefter had that one.
How does it get my timeline? Did you retweet that? Both of us saw that separately.
I did see it.
And
well,
I didn't really give it much thought. I was like, okay, who cares? Good God.
I mean, geez,
my
man.
My bad.
No, it's not. I don't think it's your bad. Yeah. I thought the same thing.
Oh, wait a second. No. Bring the same fire that you would bring to me if I got something wrong. Yes, it is your bad, Sal. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
screw that one up.
But we both saw it on our social media account. I mean,
God sent held.
Yeah.
So, Hoff, you didn't feed him this, huh?
No, I did not. Right. No, that's why when you said it
now,
in the meeting, I'm like, yeah,
did you
sure.
see it the other day?
No.
Either way, it still pertains. Odell's one of the most overrated. Like, the points that
and
we made
still,
today.
We should retire.
Yeah,
that doesn't change.
Or not. Why would somebody do that?
How the hell knows?
God.
Remember the picture that he took with his son outside of MetLife Stadium? That was after the season.
Right.
So a lot of people thought that was a foreshadow to him retiring. or maybe, hey, wanting to come back here, which was never going to happen. Then I thought it was one of these aggregators. I thought Dove Klein, whatever that dude's name is, I thought he had it. And that's kind of where I got sucked in. I'm like, he's retiring. I really didn't care. So it didn't really move me enough to bring up on the show. I'm kind of happy that you did, because he did have five or at least three or four amazing, amazing years here. And he's a lightning rod. But, I mean, look, isn't that... Oh, no, that's Lindor's bobblehead.
You know what, though? This is good, because this is an opportunity where you guys can kind of set up, like, you do it before he's actually retired. It's like before someone dies. Like a new bit? Yeah, you want to know. You want to do a... You want to do like it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Give the monologue before they die. Oh, so they hear what you actually think about them.
You do him a service, actually.
Hoff's enjoying every second of this.
Well, of course he is.
I hear him in my headset as we're going over. He's like, I got breaking news. Odell's not retiring.
That's what he said to you.
He couldn't wait to get it out.
And I'm in the middle of
I'm sorry.
And I'm connected to Bernard King. Like, from, you know, from 1981 to 85, I'm trying to get some sort of parallel here. It's how my mind works.
So he tweeted out Odell himself. Oh, I think I'm looking at his Twitter account. Is this a burner, too? Good God. Can we get some actual news from some reputable source at some point this year? Good God, the way that the news is given now, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, we barely have a newsroom anymore. We're going to get actual news.
Odell Beckham Jr., quote, not done yet. He said, thanks for HR concerns. I'm assuming he meant thanks for your concerns. Have a blessed day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.